Genesis chapter 12. Now Yahweh said to Abram, "Get yourself out of your country, away from your kinsmen, and away from your father's house, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you are to be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse anyone who curses you. And by you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went, as Yahweh had said to him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai, his brother's son Lot, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, as well as the people they had acquired in Haran. Then they set out for the land of Canaan, and entered the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place called Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. The Canaanites were then in the land. Yahweh appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to Yahweh, who had appeared to him. He left that place, went to the hill east of Bethel, and pitched his tent. With Bethel to the west and Ai to the east, he built an altar. There I called on the name of Yahweh. Then Abram traveled on, continuing toward Negev. But there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down into Egypt to stay there, because the famine in the land was severe. When he came close to Egypt and was about to enter, he said to Sarai, his wife, "Hear now, I know that you are a good-looking woman, so that when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and kill me, but keep you alive. Please say that you are my sister, so that it will go well with me for your sake, and so that I will stay alive because of you." When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians did notice that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's princes saw her and commanded her to Pharaoh. So the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. He treated Abram well for her sake, giving him sheep, cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female slaves, and camels. But Yahweh inflicted great plagues on Pharaoh and his household because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that you have done to me? Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her to be my own wife? Now therefore, here is your wife. Take her and go away." So Pharaoh gave orders concerning him to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything they had. Genesis chapter 13. Abram went up from Egypt, he, his wife, and everything he had, and Lot with him, into Negev. Abram became wealthy with much cattle, silver, and gold. As he went on his travels from Negev, he came to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, where he had first built the altar, and there Abram called on the name of Yahweh. Lot, who was traveling with Abram, also had flocks, herds, and tents, but the land could not support their living together, because their possessions were too great for them to remain together. Moreover, quarreling arose between Abram's and Lot's herdsmen, the Canaanite and the Perizzi were then living in the land. Abram said to Lot, "Please, let's not have quarreling between me and you, or between my herdsmen and yours, since we are kinsmen. Isn't the whole land there in front of you? Please separate yourself from me. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Yardin was well watered everywhere before Yahweh, like the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt in the direction of Zoar. So Lot chose all the plain of the Yarden for himself, and Lot traveled eastward. Thus they separated themselves from each other. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, and Lot lived in the cities of the plain, setting up his tent near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were evil, committing great sins against Yahweh. Yahweh said to Abram, after Lot had moved away from him, "Look all around you from where you are, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, and all the land, you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as numerous as the specks of dust on the earth, so that if a person can count the specks of dust on the earth, then your descendants can be counted. Get up and walk through the length and the breadth of the land, because I will give it to you. Avram moved his tent and came to live by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron. There he built an altar to Yahweh. Genesis chapter 14. When Amraphel was king of Shinar, Aruk king of El-Assar, Kedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of Goam, they made war against Gera king of Sidon, and against Bersha king of Amorah, Shinav king of Admah, Shem Ever king of Zavoyim, and the king of Bela, which is the same as Zoar. All the latter kings joined forces in the Siddim Valley, where the Dead Sea is. They had served Kedorlaomer 12 years, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Kedorlaomer and the kings with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Ashrat Karanim, the Zusim in Ham, the Emim in Shaveh Kerhatayim, and the Hori at Seir, their mountain, all the way to El-Parum by the desert. Next they turned back, came to in Mishpat, which is the name as Kadesh, and defeated all the country of the Amaleki, and also the Emori, who lived in Hatzazotamar. Then the kings of Sodom, Amorah, Admah, Zavoyim, and Bela, that is, Zoar, came out and arrayed themselves for battle in the Siddim Valley against Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goam, and Raphael, king of Admah, and Aruk, king of El-Assar, four kings against the five. Now the Siddim Valley was full of clay pits, and when the kings of Sodom and Amorah fled, some fell into them, while the rest fled to the hills. The victors took all the possessions of Sodom and Amorah, and all their food supply. Then they left. But as they left, they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, and his possessions, since he was living in Sodom. Someone who had escaped came and told Avram the Hebrew, who was living by the oaks of Mamre, that the Emori, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, all of them aliens of Avram. When Avram heard that his nephew had been taken captive, he let out his trained men, who had been born in his house, 318 of them, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. During the night, he and his servants divided his forces against them, then attacked and pursued them all the way to Hovah, north of Damascus. He recovered all the goods and brought back his nephew Lot with his goods, together with the women and the other people. After his return from slaughtering Kedorlaomer and the kings with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the Shavah Valley, also known as the King's Valley. Melchizedek, king of Shalem, brought out bread and wine. He was Cohen of El-Helon, Elohim Most High. So he blessed him with these words: "Blessed be Avram by El-Helon, maker of heaven and earth, and blessed be El-Helon, who handed your enemies over to you." Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the people and keep the goods for yourself. But Abram answered the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand in an oath to Yahweh, El Elyon, maker of the heaven and the earth, that I will not take so much as a thread or a sandal thong of anything that is yours, so that you won't be able to say, I made Avram rich. I will take only what my troops have eaten, and the share of the spoil belonging to the men who come with me. Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them have their share. Genesis chapter 15. Sometime later, the word of Yahweh came to Avram in a vision. Don't be afraid, Avram. I am your protector. Your reward will be very great. Avram replied, Yahweh, Elohim, what good will your gifts be to me if I continue childless, and Eliezer from Damascus inherits my possessions? You haven't given me a child. Abram continued, so someone born in my house will be my heir. But the word of Yahweh came to him, this man will not be your heir. No, your heir will be a child from your own body. Then he brought him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if you can count them. Your descendants will be that many. He believed in Yahweh, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am Yahweh who brought you out from your custom to give you this land as your possession. He replied, Yahweh, Elohim, how am I to know that I will possess it? He answered him, bring me a 3-year-old cow, a 3-year-old female goat, a 3-year-old ram, a dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these, cut the animals in two, and placed the pieces opposite each other, but he didn't cut the birds in half. Birds of prey swooped down on the carcasses, but Avram drove them away. As the sun was about to set, a deep sleep fell on Avram. Horror and great darkness came over him. Yahweh said to Avram, know this for certain, your descendants will be foreigners in the land, will be foreigners in a land that is not theirs. They will be slaves and held in oppression there for 400 years. But I will also judge that nation, the one that makes them slaves. Afterwards, they will leave with me possessions. As for you, you will join your ancestors in peace, be buried at a good old age. Only in the fourth generation will your descendants come back here, because only then will the Emori be ripe for punishment. After the sun had set and there was a thick darkness, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch appeared, which passed between these animal parts. That day, Yahweh made a covenant with Avram. I have given this land to your descendants, from the Badi of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates River, the territory of Cani, the Kenizi, the Kadmoni, the Hitti, the Perizi, the Rephaim, the Emori, the Kenani, the Girgashi, and the Yevusi.